The expression, it dawned on them, which I am about to use, does not have anything to do with the sunlight spreading out over Damocles' dock. It dawned on them simply means they figured something out. And as the Baudelaire orphans sat and watched the dock fill with people as the business of the day began, they figured out something that was very important to them. It dawned on them that unlike Aunt Josephine, who had lived up in that house, sad and alone, the three children had one another for comfort and support over the course of their miserable lives. And while this did not make them feel entirely safe or entirely happy, it made them feel appreciative. "Thank you, Klaus," Violet said appreciatively, "for figuring out that note. And thank you, Sonny, for stealing the keys to the sailboat. If it weren't for the two of you, we would now be in Count Olaf's clutches." "Thank you, Violet," Klaus said appreciatively, "for thinking of the peppermints to gain us some time. And thank you, Sonny, for biting the peg leg just at the right moment. If it weren't for the two of you, we would now be doomed." "Pilums," Sonny said appreciatively, and her siblings understood at once that she was thanking Violet for inventing the signaling device, and thanking Klaus for reading the atlas and guiding them to Curdled Cave. They leaned up against one another appreciatively, and small smiles appeared on their damp and anxious faces. They had each other. I'm not sure that "the Baudelaires had each other" is the moral of this story, but to the three siblings it was enough. To have each other in the midst of their unfortunate lives felt like having a sailboat in the middle of a hurricane, and to the Baudelaire orphans, this felt very fortunate indeed.
A very scary place, my dear. It swirls and it's twirled through outer space. I fear so many ways to lose your skin.
Thank you.